Lesson 15. Songs of the Wild. Reading. It was a dark and stormy night. Lost deep in the forest, the man slipped and stumbled in desperation. A root tripped him, and he fell flat on the wet ground. It was then that he heard it in the distance, a low-pitched whine, increasing in intensity to a ghastly howl. And then another, and another. Wolves. Animal cries described in stories can delight us, intrigue us, or, as in the example above, terrify us. There is something about animal sounds that can provoke a deep emotional response in humans. Of all the delightful animal sounds, one of the best loved is the purring of a cat. Both wild and domestic cats purr, but the exact reason for it is unclear. As it usually occurs when the cat is eating or relaxing, it may be a form of feline-to-feline communication, telling kittens, for example, that it is now time to take a rest. Or it may have a physical function, such as helping to remove hair caught in the cat's throat. At the other extreme to a cat's soft purring is the ferocious roar of higher mammals. Big cats, bears, gorillas, and walruses are all examples of animals that make magnificent roars, often used in displays of aggression against members of the same species, to show dominance within the group or to mark territory. If you have the fortune, or perhaps misfortune, to hear one of these roars in the wild, then it is time to take evasive action, or else it may in fact be the last thing you ever hear. Hearing the powerful roar of a lion or tiger at a zoo can lead us to wonder what species is actually the loudest in the world. On land, one of the loudest is the howler monkey. The cry of this noisy beast can be heard clearly over 5 kilometers away. In the ocean, the blue whale has a powerful voice that can travel an amazing 800 kilometers under the sea. But its voice is so deep that it is below the range of human hearing. Whale songs, however, are more generally recognized for their beauty than their power. These vocalizations are made by a number of species of whale, notably the humpback, at differing frequencies, and are arranged into repeated patterns of surprising complexity. As with a cat's purring, their exact function is not yet fully understood, but may be a part of a courtship ritual or even a display of aggression towards other males. The mystery and beauty of the calls have appealed to many people, and now CDs of whale songs are available, often marketed in the healing category of easy listening. And what of the famous lone wolf's howl that can send a shiver down our spine? Well, in fact, wolves are not solitary animals. They live in packs, and howling is one of the ways in which communication is maintained between members of the pack. Wolves hunt and forage for food over a very wide area, in very inhospitable terrain, and usually at night. Individual wolves can easily get separated from the pack, and it has been observed that when this happens, they will stop moving and start howling. So if you are lost in a forest on a dark and stormy night, and hear a wolf's howl rise up in the distance, remember, it too may just be trying to find its way home.